Our story today is called Flowers for Widows. It comes from Sunny Skies. Ashley Manning is a florist in Charlotte, North Carolina. Last year, she started her Valentine's Day widow outreach by asking her followers on Instagram to send her names and addresses of widows so she could bring them flower arrangements. She ended up delivering 121 arrangements, even though her goal was just 25. This year, her project has grown immensely. With the help of 150 volunteers, Manning planned to deliver 400 arrangements on Valentine's Day. Project funded by donations and local businesses. Last year, Manning said she brought her children to deliver flowers and a gift bag to an elderly widow in her neighborhood. When the woman answered the door, Manning explained what they were doing. And she said, "This is just so nice. This makes me want to cry." Manning told Fox News she started to cry, and then my 10-year-old son started to cry, and we stood there and talked to her, and she told us that her husband had been gone for so long. She said, "When they're gone for so long, you forget to be sad on days like this because you forget what it was like to even get things on Valentine's Day." Manning said her 8-year-old daughter told her that she felt really good afterwards. As a parent, that's something you can't teach, something they have to feel on their own. It's kind of the most memorable moment for me, the kids seeing what it meant to that lady. It's our job, said Manning, to show our kids how to be human. And if we were all just a little bit more selfless and thought a little more about others, I think this would be a whole different world. James 1:27 says, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.